What's going on, guys? AJ here, back again with another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. And yes, here to bring you yet another really quick micro episode. Was doing some morning reading today, and I came across something that I found that was incredibly interesting, incredibly simple to understand, yet incredibly rare that I'm seeing. And so there's a founder. This was within a blog I was reading. There's a founder that was realizing he was having a lot of retention issues. And so when he sat down with a set of people to kind of analyze and unpack the issue, they realized that not only do they have a lot of millennials within the organization, but they have a lot of millennials that are looking to develop a lot of different skills. And at the time, they did not have a lot of different areas where they could either move around the organization, develop skills, do different roles, do different jobs, be a part of different tasks. And so he realized that that was the majority of why 17% of his incoming talent in any given year were to leave by the end of the year. And that was a really big problem for him, because a lot of that would cause a lot of issues on the production side of the business model that was going direct to consumer, and it would slow up the business from a bottom line perspective. So he was trying to scratch his head and figure out what he needed to do. And it pointed out a silver lining that I just wanted to talk about today, something I've talked about so much in my career. I haven't actually talked about it recently on this podcast, but I'll unpack it right now. So what I think he is doing, probably should do, and will continue to forever do, and what anyone listening to this should do, is you really need to understand the context of your people personally. So I'm a big fan of minding your business. What do I mean by that? I mean, I believe organizations should not focus on the best practices of a Google or an Airbnb or a Coinbase. They should find best practices and frameworks and figure out how that contextually fits into their organization. Not take the exact blueprint of what a Google did or what a Coinbase did and try to plug it in and make it kind of fit. No. Learn from the folks that have done it well, take what you want from it, and then contextualize it, mold it, shape it, and fit it to your personal people. And so if I'm understanding this founder's complexity and these issues correctly, my advice would be the following. Understand that your folks are leaving because they have a desire, a burning desire, an operational desire to learn different types of skills, aka do different types of roles. So that means you need to have something within your confines of your organization, tactically, daily, weekly, monthly, operationally, where folks can jump into different departments, where folks can come to the head of people or go to their direct managers 4 to 6 times a year and say, hey, over this, or actually, let me back up here. They should be going to the head of people at the top of the year and say, hey, this is what I'm looking to take part in over this year. You know, 75% of my role clearly is doing this day to day. The other, you know, 25%, I want to dabble into this. I want to dabble into that. I want to experience this department. I want to experience that department. I want to try to get this task off the ground because this is where it's connected to my long-term career. And so as an organization, you need to create a career ladder kind of structure operationally day to day that is contextually fitting each and every employee one by one by one by one by one. And so that's what he should have done. His retention definitely would have been a lot lower, and he would have had a lot more success. Now, I'm assuming that's what he's going to be doing moving forward, but this is something that I'm not seeing enough of out of employees. I'm not seeing out of companies, rather. I'm not seeing enough companies contextually realizing that what their people actually may need is not going to be what the macro industry may say your organization needs, and you need to be able to create operations and day-to-day best practices that are going to contextually fit what your people need, not what the industry standards say that your people need. And so for this guy in particular, I guarantee his retention numbers will be a lot better if he were to create different systems, best practices, frameworks, infrastructure, where he was able to figure out at one by one by one by one by one, which each person in any given quarter wants to learn, wants to do, why that is connected and where that is connected from a long-term career ladder perspective, and give them that on a silver platter, put that responsibility in the hands of the managers and the heads of people, make it an operational thing, hold managers and heads of people accountable, make sure that everyone is involved, and really make it contextual and nuanced to the employee at an individual level. And you probably won't have those issues. But the real silver lining is not even that. The real silver lining is figuring out why you're having retention issues, not not judging the employees for leaving, not scratching your head, not pushing back, not being stubborn, and just realizing that whatever the reason is, that is the truth, that is the reality, that is the magic, and then react contextually to that truth. That is something that I'm not seeing enough of at scale, and it's something that we need to see more of. Find the truth, understand the truth, build practices and systems and frameworks to respond to the truth and plug them in without any ego involved. If you can do that, I guarantee you'll have a lot more success figuring out ways to stop your retention issues. Just a point of view that I have, and I'm going to go down. Thanks a lot.